Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
A Georgia second grader tested positive for COVID-19 after attending the first day of school. The Sixes Elementary in the Cherokee County School District began an in-person classes on Monday, but by Tuesday, a classroom was temporarily closed for deep cleaning, and the teacher and 20 other students have been asked to quarantine for 2 weeks after the second grader tested positive. Parents and officials have debated whether it's safe to send students back into the classroom as virus cases have surged across the country. And by the way, Georgia's one of the top states that has problems. It's right behind the big three, which we all know. It's us, California, and Texas. We're the three screw-ups, the major screw-ups out of all of it. But Georgia, Louisiana, and South Carolina, they kind of alternate as the number four. They're in the four receiver attack, they're the fourth receiver. That's kind of alternating, kind of like what I told you about what the Dolphins are going to do. And I'm just wondering how all of you are handling this if your kids have got to go, because that's got to be terrifying. Because it's not so much because, thank the Lord, most kids will be fine even if they catch it. But they're going to pass it on to people like you and me that could really struggle with it. And for you parents out there that may have some pre-existing conditions, how are you feeling about sending your kid to school? Because I keep seeing this kind of stuff, and they just did it. And I know that this is not going to be the last time it's going to happen. This is going to be something that is normal. You know, I don't know if I'm a parent of a young person, I don't know if I really want to send them to school. I want them to be virtual as much as possible. You know, let's see, what do we have here? My kids are always home, and they will have virtual school at least till Christmas. That's good for you, Herman. Best time of the year to be at South Lake Tahoe is January 20th through the 31st. You can ski, watch football, and gamble on sports all day. Sounds like a winner to me, NorCal. Super Boom Shack loves it. James Roman says, imagine the stigma that kids and family got stuck with thanks to government officials. Tremolio, Axel looks like an old Russian woman these days. No, what he looks like is little Enos, Paul Williams from Smokey and the Bandit. That's what you got to check out right there. Weapons X United chimes in with a super chat. He says, Big O, I'm here in Atlanta with my boy Desmond. He's a first-time listener. He says, you're the best. That's very kind, Desmond. Appreciate you, my brother, man. That is very nice, and appreciate you checking us out. So make sure you subscribe on your own now when you pull up your YouTube channel. Check us out and give us a little subscription there. Hey, O, besides Miami, which is your second favorite sports city? It's a great question. It would have to be San Francisco because I lived there for a short time. So I have to give San Fran a little love as my second sports city. Yeah.
You know,
I've never lived anywhere else.
Excuse me. Dr. J and all your old Philly ties are like, what did he just say?
Yeah, but
seriously?
I didn't live in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but that's where your fandom started as a kid because of, other than the Dolphins, that's all we had.
I got a question for you, bro.
Yes, sir.
Have you been to Philadelphia and San Francisco?
Yes. Well, not San Francisco, but I have been to Philly, yes.
Okay. Well,
I know. There's no...
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
I got you. I see
okay.
Your point.
Okay. All right. Because I got to say, I loved San Francisco. What a great city to live in, man.
They say it. I guess that's like the greatest city, like America.
I don't know about
most beautiful. I don't know.
I don't know about, you know, I haven't lived in every city I know, but all I can tell you is my experience in San Francisco was phenomenal. The people were great. They're decent people there. They actually stop their cars when you're trying to cross the street. The mom and pop restaurants all over are just a treasure. It is majestic, the views everywhere in Northern California.
Music, history.
That too. But I'm just saying, so I have a little bit of a love for San Francisco. Sadly, I only lived there for 6 months because of, you know, business issues. And I wouldn't mind living there longer. Outside of Miami, that would be the only other place that I really would love to live. So I would say San Francisco is like my backup city.
Isn't it like number one for cost of living?
Oh, it's expensive.
Yeah, right?
Yes, it's expensive.
Okay.
I lived in Tiburon, which is Key Biscayne with mountains. And, you know, it's not cheap to live in Key Biscayne.
No.
No. So, yeah. Weapons X United, Studley, thank you, sir, for chiming in on a little super chat out there. Dougie Fresh chiming in on a little super chat action. Thank you, sir. I'm laughing because Dougie Fresh goes, do you want to see O in a freaking Culture Club concert shirt? Get him to 3,000 subscribers. And it's Chama, 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 Chameleon. So there you go. A little Chama, 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 Chameleon. Oh, he put Chama. Or is that comma? I don't know.
It's an attempt at comma.
Okay. All right.
How's that?
When you're Hispanic, it just looks like Chama to you. That's the problem. But a little comma chameleon. Okay.
Because like of growing up in Hialeah, there's a lot of times that I'll look at word and be like, which way does this go?
Well, Dougie Fresh, let's get to 3,000. I'll get that Culture Club shirt out and wear it for the. I've never worn it, so this would be a good reason to wear it. My wife and I are choosing to have our son complete his 10th grade year virtually. Hey, you know what you're doing? You're doing what's best for your family, for him and your family. It sucks that the kid has to do it virtually. It sucks that he doesn't get a regular school year to hang out with the kids and do the things that kids do in school. I've said it many times. I feel terrible for the high schoolers that just finished their senior year. And now the new seniors coming in to this year that they won't get to, you know, enjoy their senior year the way they're supposed to. You know what I mean? That I feel bad for, man, because I know how it was, and, you know, my senior year.
Paid your dues, man. Now the kings of the campus, you know?
Yeah, you have such a – I don't know how school is nowadays, but I had a blast. All 3 years, but my senior year, man, I tore it up.
Yeah, we took it to another level.
Yeah, only two requirements out of your six classes, the other four.
Well, that was you, okay? I did – stick to, you know, staying with science and math.
I only had science and English. That's it. And then the other four were newspaper, photography, PE. I always set up PE to be the last class on my day. And you didn't have to take PE in our there was no math or PE required your senior year.
Yeah, but I still took it.
Oh, yeah, me too. And music.
I'm not talking PE. I took math. It was Remember, music. I took calculus.
That's it.
Integrated.
It was music, PE, newspaper, and yearbook. Yeah. I know I don't know if photography, if I threw it in there on 12th or in 11th grade. I forgot, but I mixed it in somewhere there. But yeah, anything I could do as little work as possible, that was me, dude. I'm ready to go.
See, I knew better after my parents paying for Catholic education for 9 years. Man, if I would have come home with like a class list, you know, I was going to get chewed. So to avoid getting in trouble, I stuck and stayed the course.
My parents never asked about school. They didn't give a crap. Ronald, having my wife's 77-year-old mother living with us who has dementia and other health issues, other health conditions, and not feeling. Hey, listen, man, I'm with you. Ronald, you're doing the right thing, bro. You're doing the right thing. That's what it's all about right now. Right now, unfortunately, we have to make sacrifices for ourselves or the people we love. You know, one of the two. Because this stupid thing is just unpredictable. And they don't know how it's going to affect one group of people or another. So that's the sad part about it.